Welcome to The Clever Cookster, your ultimate window into the kitchens of the world's best cooks. I'm your host, Kara Rhoda. Our guest today, Mae Friedell, is the author of The Indian Cuisine Diabetes Cookbook. Recognized as one of the leading spice aficionados in America, Mae has combined her extensive knowledge of spices with her culinary expertise to launch both the cookbook and Passion for Spices, a premium line of spice blends that are both healthier and eco-friendly. Thank you so much for joining us, Mae.
Thank you, Kara, for having me on your podcast. Very exciting.
What makes Indian cuisine a great fit for people who are looking to shift to a healthier diet and way of eating?
The methodology, what I say to people is, including integrating spices and flavors in your cuisine, helps you reduce salt, fat, and sugar. And then, but instead of having more of those things, we add spices and layers of flavors, and which helps you enhance your palate and makes you satisfied and helps and even boosts your immune system as well.
Tell us about Ayurveda, or am I saying that wrong?
You are right. Ayurveda is a science of life practiced for many, many centuries, and I'm fortunate to have my family and ancestors practice this in every day of our life, taking from hair oil to cooking every day to practicing some of the methodologies. You know, the lifestyle practices was integrated into my family's generations. So I really got that knowledge, and I wanted to share that and practice here in the U.S. And I started doing this my child, who was ill with immune system disorders and asthmatic problems, but applying these techniques really helped him and got rid of all the ailments, and he's much, much stronger and boosted his immune system. And the way I tested is making it practical, integrating spices and whole grains and making three or four meals a day, which is more effective and efficient. So my test kitchen, we practice that. That's the effectiveness with the guidelines of ADA and my knowledge of spices and flavors and wholesome, sustainable practices. Integrating with ADA, that is the most powerful thing, I think, which can help people.
You mentioned spices as being sort of a replacement for salt and fat and those things that we often rely on to give food flavor. What are some of the key spices and other ingredients in Indian cuisine that have some of those healthy antioxidant or anti-inflammatory properties?
Right. See, the base of Indian cooking is the ginger and garlic paste. I have a recipe in the book. We take equal quantity of ginger and garlic and put it in a simple food processor and then make it in the fridge. You can keep it for a week. So that's the base for a lot of things. Then you have to have like herbs like mint, cilantro, lime, lemon, and these are the flavors we have. Then sometimes we add tamarind. So these are the basic flavors we add to the food. But the spices are turmeric and black pepper and cinnamon and nutmeg and coriander and paprika. Thing is, in my spices, I added paprika. It gives you the color, especially for tandoori-style grilling processes, instead of the hot cayenne. See, people have a myth about spices, especially the curry. It's not curry, it's just a mixture of various spices. And every region of India, based on the region, they have different spices and chilies. But it's nothing but a mixture of spices. So I am showcasing people how to add the masalas. You know, in the book, actually, I've given separate ingredient lists, group them together, and different masalas are made for different fishes, for seafood, for meat. So I have given you real good tips on how to do that. And then you can learn the basics like toasting spices. For example, cumin. Cumin is a great spice for your health, for digestion and many other problems. But when you toast it in a dry pan and just grind it or crush it, it really enhances the oil flavor and brings out the oil in the spices. So I have showcased in the book many techniques, roasting and braising. Braising is nothing but a korma is a braised braised dish. So dum cooking means like a steamed cooking. We make biryanis, which is in a steel, in a pot, which is steamed inside, and all the flavors really gets marinated in there. And marination is key for a lot of the dishes. That way the meat or the fish or whatever it is you're using, it really helps enhance the flavor. For example, when you do the fish, I have a roasted masala branzino. So you score them and put the masala in that or the spice blend in that, and it really, really gets the flavor. And it's made simple. I try to make it simple as possible so that people can start using it without getting intimidated by a lot of different flavors. But start small. Like, you can just have turmeric and black pepper, which is a good combination, which really makes you absorb the good qualities of turmeric. And then you can just add ginger and garlic and lemon and lime. These things, if you have, you can start off with the basic cooking. Then you can start other spices. You know, I try to avoid a lot of intricate spices, but this can be used as for beginners as well as, you know, people who are curious cooks, and even chefs use my recipes.
You mentioned braising and tandoori grilling. What are some of the other more prevalent techniques in Indian cooking? And what are some new ways to treat vegetables and ingredients that people might be looking for new ideas for?
Yeah, for example, I have this great dish called toran, which is actually a very good dish and healthy and flavorful and easy to make. So I seasonal vegetables I take. For example, I take carrots and broccoli and any celery or anything, whatever is in season. I take three vegetables, even the broccoli stem, I use it. So just pulse it in the food processor into fine bits, not mushy, but fine, just pulse it. And then you just steam it in a pan with seasoned with coconut and spices as a way of seasoning it. I've showed in the recipes. But that is something you can eat a whole lot of vegetables with a little fish, grilled fish or whatever meat or whatever you have, and then some brown rice and yogurt. That's a balanced meal. That's how we eat. It's different from just a salad, but you are getting a whole lot of fiber and vitamins for the whole family. You know, it's like a fried rice. It's not fried, but it's steamed. But it's so flavorful with the spices like the cumin and the chilies and the mustard seeds and stuff like that. So it is a fantastic dish. And a lot of people love that dish, you know, when I teach my classes.
What are some of your other go-to recipes in the cookbook for an easy weeknight dinner, especially taking advantage of some of those seasonal summer ingredients?
Yeah, I would say the vindaloo style pork is a great weeknight meal. You can marinate it overnight and put it in the oven, and I made it into a pork tenderloin instead of, see, we usually use the fatty pork areas, but in this I've showcased vindaloo style roasted pork tenderloin, and so that it's a lean meat, but the way you marinate it, it really gets it flavorful, and you can take this as a sandwich or a even just sliced up and have it with a nice fresh salad. So I have a carrot beetroot salad. It has no oil, nothing. You just pulse it in the food processor and just use some lime and cilantro, and that's it. So check out some of the salads with the grilled meat or grilled pork. It's a great weeknight meal. Everybody can make very simple, easy, healthy, flavorful. And you can change your vegetables based on season. So that's more, I recommend people to grow your own or go to the farmer's market and pick up the seasonal vegetables. That's more nutritious as well as, you know, flavorful.
In addition to the cookbook, you also have this line of spice blends, Passion for Spices. What inspired you to start that, and what are some of your goals for it?
Yeah, coming from, I was born in a place called Kerala, the spice center of the world, and my family were spice traders from Persia area, and we had settled down in this region, and we grew all kinds of spices, and like black pepper and turmeric and ginger and cinnamon and garlic and all that. So when I came here, I came about 25 years ago in this country, and I couldn't find good quality spices. And then I learned about the spices which are sprayed and everything. So I wanted to showcase, or as a starter kit for people when I'm teaching classes, as when I have my food literacy program, to showcase good quality spices without salt, without additives. It was very difficult. And I just brought up two lines of spices, which is Kerala curry, which is nothing but a spice blend, which is versatile. You can do a curry with that, or use in soups or grilling. So I have made it in such a way, it's very versatile. You can even make satays with that, chicken satays, or so you just add various things and just it works very well. It's a base blend. And then we have the garam masala, which is a sweet spice. Can be used for sweet as well as savory dishes. So I make this apple pancake, fantastic with my spice. It has nutmeg, cinnamon, cardamom, and all those things. But there is a masala kapi. I use it even in a pot of coffee. Just use a teaspoon of my garam masala. It's fantastic. A lot of people in my town in Summit love it, and they are addicted to that. See, people get afraid of spices, so I wanted to show them it's not spicy, it is flavorful, but it has such good quality and immune system boosting properties in these spices. For example, turmeric. Turmeric is added, I added a lot in the spice blend, but I hide it in such a way that it's not too yellow. It's like a beautiful golden color when you use the spices. So turmeric has a fantastic medicinal component called curcumin, which has anti-cancer properties. It has and antioxidant properties and antiviral properties. So I've added that in the blend and added black pepper to it so that it, I believe, it absorbs better in your body. So it is, things people have to start get intimidated with spices and flavors, but start adding it. It not only gives you flavor, but really boosts your immune system and prevent all kinds of ailments. Thank you. And then please go to the website passionforspices.com to learn more about us, or MAY at passionforspices.com to ask me some questions. And please order the cookbook. It is a fabulous collection of more than 140 recipes for everyone to do. And it has fun and authentic flavors. So you will not be disappointed. And it helps the research of the diabetes. This is a nonprofit organization. So I am very thankful, you know, I was able to help in this.
Well, it's a great cookbook, and I'm really excited to try some spices from Herbalife. And everyone tune in next week on The Clever Cookster for more tips and tricks from the kitchens of the world's best cooks.